Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kedoshim, Tavshin Ayin Vav. The shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Feger Basar Pshimon, whose yahrzeit is today, Heir. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, at the beginning of the Parsha, Kedoshim Tiyu. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael that they are holy. We know, the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisrael, before the Torah was given, Va'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh. Klal Yisrael was commanded that when they receive the Torah, they will be a Mamlechas Kehanim, the Goy Kodesh, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. The Torah gives quite a few mitzvahs in this week's parasha, which are all part of the process of becoming Kedoshim. One of those mitzvahs is the important mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kameicha. As the Torah tells us, one must love his fellow man like himself. And many of the Mefarshim try to understand, they struggle with this concept of how is it possible that a person can love someone else the way he loves himself. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that a potential ger, a non-Jew, came to Shammai and he asked him to teach him the Torah on one foot. The Gemara explains that Shammai took a stick. The Gemara calls it an Amas HaBinyan, which we will get back to. And he shooed away the convert. He shooed away the non-Jew, telling him that it is impossible to learn the Torah on one foot. He therefore went to Hillel, and Hillel sized up the situation. And as Tysus explains over there, Hillel understood that this person was someone who he could work with. So he told him, "My desani lach lachavrcha leisavid ibeidach pirusha zilgumar." What you don't want done to you, don't do it to others. That is the essence of the Torah. Everything else is just an explanation. The Mefarshim struggle. They ask, why did Shammai send him away and why did Hillel keep him? I recently heard an explanation that Shammai, when he heard this, that the person wanted to learn the whole Torah on one foot, Shammai understood from this person that yes, he's serious, he wants to become a Jew, that is his deep desire, but he wants to do it with shortcuts. Shammai was telling him, with shortcuts a person cannot be a Jew. With shortcuts a person cannot be Kaddish, a person cannot attain the level that he needs to attain. Shammai was less shooing him away and more giving him a background, giving him an idea, a concept, that in life, when one wants to attain Ruchnius, he must first go through all the challenges. He must go through all the struggles. He must schwitz. He must work hard. He must sweat in order to reach that lofty level of being a Jew. Hillel, as we said, Tysus explains, saw that by giving a basic and fundamental concept, this ger, this potential ger, would be drawn in, and then he would understand what was involved in the struggle. This is evidenced in the fact that the Gemara says, as we said earlier, that Shammai took an Amas HaBinyan. He took a stick that is used for building, or to measure for building. Why did he take that stick? It wasn't just happenstance. It wasn't just he happened to have that next to him. What he was explaining to this ger was that in order to become a Jew, in order to attain Kedusha, one has to build a binyan. He has to be measured. He has to build and build and build and build on what he's built, and only then will he be able to attain that lofty level. We know that Aseres HaDibros are split up into two categories of five. The first category, the first five, are Bein Adam L'Makom, and the second five are Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. When a person comes to become a Ger, we tell him not only Bein Adam L'Makom, but we also tell him the mitzvahs of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. A Ger has to accept the fact that he has to be good to his friend, and he has to be nice to him, because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Not because it's the right thing or the moral thing, but that is because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Hillel was telling him, "My desani lach l'chavrcha leisavid." Just like you understand that a person can't do unto others what he doesn't want to do on himself, idich pirusha, the rest of the Torah is an explanation for that. The rest of the Torah is not because it's the moral thing to do. The rest of the Torah is an explanation, because the rest of the Torah, whether it's pidyon petach chamor, whether it's putting on tefillin, whether it's eating matzah, it's all a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Not because it's the right thing, but it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. That's why it's the right thing. With that, Hillel saw that there was potential with this non-Jew, with this potential Ger, and that he would be able to shtag and become a full-fledged Jew. A guten Shabbos.